So I was looking through some of my old belongings and I found my old Clonade ID. It's my access. You don't have this, you can't go on here. You can't use the internet. I even found my old sweater. Still fits the same, it's crazy.
A lot of y'all are talking about the clone being fake. I thought I was lying about being cloned. Yo, come over here. Sure you want me to do this? Yeah, fuck that shit. Go ahead. What y'all gotta say now? You see him? We got the same tattoos, same hair. Same genetic structure. Look at my clone. Go ahead. What do you gotta say now? I mean, I'll wait all day. We gonna go live, bro. I mean, we gonna go viral. We gonna go real viral on this one. Fuck everybody who doubted us.
So, where'd you grow up?
South Florida.
Okay. I guess you were born in Jersey?
Yeah, yeah. Originally, my first gen. I'm a second gen now. That's why you see the celebrity births say I'm born in Toronto, but that's false. My first gen was born in Jersey. However, I was cloned by Clonade in Canada. My model number is 0112568, if anyone wants to see the registration in Clonade.
Okay. So then you end up in South Florida? Okay. And what nationality are you?
Sicilian and Puerto Rican.
Okay. Sicilian and Puerto Rican. Okay. Yeah, I can see that now.
Those are my two genomes.
Okay. So who's the Puerto Rican one? Who's the Sicilian one?
When I was cloned, they wiped a lot of memory. But when I stole the documents before escaping, I read that the mother was Puerto Rican and the... I guess the father, surrogate, you could say, was the sperm donor was the Sicilian.
Okay, so you're a test tube baby.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I guess you have a fraternal twin.
Yeah.
Brother or sister?
Brother.
Okay. So you guys, you know, fraternal twins, you know, is different from identical twins. So do you guys look kind of similar or not really?
I don't think anyone looks as similar as me.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys real close?
Yeah. Yeah, we're close.
You know.
I believe in a new norm now. I believe in a new norm of like through the creation of synthesis and DNA that we can live like immortality, like immortal through clones and transfer our consciousness. I'm in living proof now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually looking.
Shout out Clonade.
What's that?
Shout out Clonade.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you could actually, as soon as you die, they could actually freeze your body.
Well, what happened with my first gen is they took the skull because he initially had written in a will to the Raelian movement that if something were to happen to him, they can ship the skull over immediately to Clonade. So they could remove a fragment of bone that's located here. And in this fragment of bone, it stores all of your memories and consciousness. And with that, they can make a sufficient replica of yourself, a reproductive version of you, including your memories. And you can be selective as to which ones you keep or don't keep. And this process has been around for quite some time. Like Dolly the Sheep was cloned back in, I think, the late 70s, early 80s, if I'm not mistaken.
Dolly the Sheep, yeah, I remember that. And they've cloned a lot of animals over the years.
Yeah, Clonade, I don't want to say too much information. This is going to be broadcast on the internet.
But they, I don't think they could transfer the actual memories, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're living proof of this?
Yeah, I'm living proof. Except all the memories. A lot of them I don't have because of drugs and alcohol I abused as a teenager. So it's kind of like burning an MP3 CD, right? So let's say we don't do this, people don't do this anymore, but back in the day you would bootleg a CD, you would need the original copy. Mm-hmm. You put it in, it reads the disc, transfers all the files. You have the same exact CD, it's the same thing. All the tracks, mm-hmm. everything, every bar, every hit from every note, everything's going to be on there. Now, if I scratch that CD, I may not be able to read all the files on the disc, making it impossible to transfer, make a new one, a new copy. I think it's amazing that they even were able to make Gucci Man.
Right, because they cloned him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Clone Aid did. I'm pretty sure like that was done from a separate company, but yeah, clearly
right. Everyone was saying he was cloned as soon as he got out of jail. He looked different. He talked different.
Yeah. Even his teeth and the smile.
Right, he was smiling a lot more.
Yeah, he did, definitely. I like new Gucci. I like second gen Gucci.
Second gen Gucci. Okay, so Gucci was the first hip hop clone, but you're the second.
Maybe if there's others, I don't know. But I don't even think just hip hop. I consider myself like more of a rock star, pop star. So Michael then technically was the first. If you people think he was a clone,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they definitely perfected the process by the time they got to him.
Somebody perfected something.
I'm very, very pleased to announce that the first baby clone is born. She was born yesterday at 11:55 a.m. in the country where she was born. So this will not give you more details about the location. She's fine. We call her Eve between us. You knew that, of course. Some suggested it, and I thought it was a good idea, actually. You won't have the right name. And, you know, for a long time, I thought that this press conference will be with the baby, the parents, the scientist, everybody surrounding me, and having pleasure announcing it. I'm alone. And there is a reason to that, is that it hasn't been easy to face the world with this announcement. And we have been discussing with the parents the last 3 months how we would handle today. And they decided not to show up yet. They will. I hope they will. And I wish them well. We started really to work with human eggs in January of this year. So it took us 3 months to finalize, and this is very short, and that's why I said, is it luck or is it hard work? I do believe it's hard work. But we had really good success very quickly and refined the technique for human eggs until spring, where we started to have implantation. We had 10 implantations, and 5 of them during the first 3 weeks were terminated spontaneously. 5 others were successful and are still successful. The first one was born yesterday. The next one is due in Europe